Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover the week of June 2nd through the 10th. All right, craziness. I'm recording this a little early, you guys, in the day, and so hopefully, because it's Mercury retrograde stuff, it goes ahead and posts itself for you to hear tonight. Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed with that. Because Mercury, that's the first thing we're going to talk about. Mercury retrograde, we entered the shadow of that back on May 1st, and then the retrograde began on May 10th, and it backed through Gemini and then backed into Taurus, and now it has come to a standstill and goes direct Friday the 3rd at 4 a.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. Pacific. So when we wake on Friday, Mercury retrograde is over, yay. but there can still be a little bit of weirdness, glitchiness as the energy is starting to pick up steam and get moving forward. That's what's called the post-shadow period. It's going forward again, yes, but it's going forward over all the stuff it backed over. So we're going to have it in Taurus up until the 13th, and then from the 13th forward in Gemini again, and it gets past the shadow on June 18th. So this shift in energy in Taurus means that we're now ready to start moving forward with our decisions, with our talks and meetings and sales and writing and interviews and offers that have to do with our income situation or what's going on with our possessions, our products, or our purchases. So if we've been mulling things over since May 1st, this is good news because we're starting to see some momentum in everything. But again, it will get real, really into brand new territory after June 18th. Now, I do want to give you guys the key dates between now and the end of Mercury in Gemini. Excuse me. I have had a little coffee, but probably not enough. So you guys can mark these on your calendars as key standout dates for these communications, your meetings, your talks, your writing, your sales, your offers and decisions that tie back into what you've been mulling over in the retrograde. So the first one would be June 10th when Mercury is going to form a beautiful harmonic to Pluto in Capricorn, and that's very powerful energy, and it's in flow. So when we get into the communications or commerce based around our income, purchases, products, or possessions on that day, it is in flow with authority figures or our goals or career needs and whatever the other financial interest is or the sexual or third-party influence of Pluto is in that story. Then on the 13th, as I noted, Mercury leaves Taurus and moves back into Gemini, so there may be some kind of important idea or talk or news on that day. The shadow is on the 18th. We pass that and start to move into new territory. Then on the 20th of June, Mercury in Gemini will form a beautiful alignment with Jupiter. This is an opportunity. Jupiter's in Aries, so something very big can come through the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the energy that we're working with there. So Jupiter themes could mean that we're involved in legal agreements or contracts, travel plans, distant situations, media, marketing, interests, educational pursuits, ceremonies, religion, politics, philosophy. So something opening up there. Then on July 2nd, we have a two-parter, which we did back in the retrograde. I didn't write down what date that was. But we have Mercury forming a harmonic with Saturn, but then squaring Neptune. So the harmonic to Saturn on July 2nd means in our communications and offers and decisions, there is something in flow that's solid that's playing out online or with friends or associates or groups or gatherings and cementing something there. But the square to Neptune means there's something hidden, something secretive, deceptive, addictive, weird, foggy. So I might suggest that could be an iffy day to be out socially. If you are out socially on that day, you definitely want to keep a check on drinking and drugs and things like that that could, make you put you in a bad position on the road or in a confrontation with somebody. Definitely not sure about that combo on the 2nd. July 3rd, we have an adjustment to Pluto, so some kind of give and take around a financial, sexual, mortality, divorce, or third-party story. And then by July 5th, Mercury exits Gemini, and our whole story with that is over. So that's a long one, May 1st to July 5th, right? So that's where we are as far as that influence in this weekend and the weeks ahead. Saturday, the 4th in our week ahead, Saturn is going to retrograde. So this is quite a bit of, shifting of direction with things that have been happening. If you consider that on Friday, Mercury comes out of a retrograde and goes direct, and then on Saturday, Saturn comes out of direct motion and goes retrograde. So we are going to be in do-over mode with Saturn from 5:47 p.m. Eastern on Saturday the 4th until October 23rd. Saturn is going to back from 25 degrees of Aquarius back to 18 degrees of Aquarius by the time he gets to October 23rd. So, if you know your chart and you have planets between 18 and 25 degrees of the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, the Scorpio, Aquarius, sorry, I told you guys it's early. I can't believe I just brain farted. Well, I can blame it on Mercury. you guys, if you have something in that part of the chart between 18 and 25 degrees in one of the fixed signs, then this retrograde is definitely asking you to reassess something. So you do need to go back and address something, with time, effort, rules, regulations, limits, endings, long-term commitments, responsibilities, ambitions. It's playing out in Aquarius, so there may be something about your freedoms, your aspirations, your original projects. There could be something about, friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, where this is playing out. So we're really going to kind of watch what's happening there with Saturn on Saturday, see if it brings us any clues as to what this might be about, and then we're going to be heading into that. And the only other thing I wanted to bring up for this week ahead is that if you are in need to meet with somebody or, get one-on-one with somebody, I'm thinking that Wednesday the 8th is going to be the best day. The alignments are good all day. However, we are in a short void until 11:23 a.m. Eastern, 8:23 a.m. Pacific. So if you want to kind of bypass the void, then you would want to do it after that. But definitely Wednesday the 8th out of the days of this week, if you do want to go one-on-one with somebody over whatever it is, then that would be my pick. All right, guys, so let's look at the signs. So for Aries, Friday the 3rd, Mercury goes direct. You wake up and you're in direct motion with Mercury. And so it is now about starting to take some, steps forward when it comes to your income situation or what you're doing with purchases, products, or possessions. And you're going to see that momentum pick up, as you move forward. By the 13th, it moves into Gemini and it changes. We'll talk about that in next week's show. But this is definitely the week if you want to start to move that ball forward. On Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrogrades, and so until October 23rd, the Aries are in a do-over when it comes to their aspirations, their original projects, their freedoms, and anything social or online or with astrologies or charities or gatherings or parties, events, anything like that. So, do over, slow down, what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. You might be heading back to the past to reconnect with something or someone past that fits into that story. Or you might be concentrating on your current situation to really fine-tune it and get it right and, Or you also could be taking a break from something for a bit. Maybe you decide to get offline for a few months and reorganize yourself in some way, you know. So it's your do-over. You kind of get an idea of what this might start to be about in this week ahead. And then again, a key meet date or talk date for you with another person would be Wednesday the 8th. 11:23 a.m. Eastern is the end of the void if you want to wait until after that. For Taurus in the week ahead, Mercury has finally gone direct in your sign Friday the 3rd. So it happens at 4 a.m. Eastern. And so when you wake up on Friday, you are in direct motion. This means some of the choices that you want to make for yourself. This could be just about a personal interest for you, or it could be what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. You know, time to really start having the talks, making the decisions, looking at the choices, moving yourself forward again. And on Saturday, the 4th, Saturn retrograde in Taurus's 10th house of, you know, your big goals in life, your career, your status, your fame, what's going on with higher up people in your life like bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers. So Taurus, you know, it's a do-over period until October 23rd, so you may be slowing down and heading back and reconnecting with an old career direction, or tweaking what you've been doing and getting it right, or you might be revisiting a parent or a boss or a judge or a teacher, or you might be reassessing your personal life goals, so really getting serious about it with Saturn, looking at, you know, what structures do I need to support, how much time do I need to put in, is the time I'm putting in paying off? Is there something I can do with my responsibilities in these arenas or with my ambitions? Are there rules or regulations I need to deal with? So those kind of questions. And so you're going to pay attention to Saturday the 4th as it shifts to kind of see, you know, what may be coming up for you. As far as like the key date this week for a one-on-one with somebody is Wednesday the 8th. The void ends at 11:23 a.m. Eastern, 8:23 a.m. Pacific. Taurus, for you, this one-on-one seems to be focused on work or health or animals, maybe paperwork, coworkers, hired help, and something that's brewing behind the scenes, something you're involved in, you know, research, institutions, artistry, spirituality, romance, whatever it is you're digging into, it seems to be the day. For Gemini, well, you know, Mercury rules you guys. Sorry. And, you know, so you're definitely feeling it on a personal level coming out of retrograde. It's like your ruler is finally ready to rock and roll again. That's a good thing. This starts on Friday the 3rd because Mercury goes direct early in the morning. So when you wake up, you're in direct motion. And this means you're ready now to start moving forward when it comes to art, film, music, painting, poetry, any muse-related interests, your romantic life, your spiritual practices, or if you need to move forward with institutions or with research and development, then this will help you start to hear the news or get into those talks and meetings and start moving that forward in this week ahead and up through the 13th, and then it moves into your sign, and we'll talk about that in next week's show. On Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrogrades. God, I knew I was going to do this on a Mercury retrograde day. Oh, my God. The day the planet goes retrograde, and then again on the day the planet goes direct, those are the two glitchiest days for Mercury retrograde. You guys studying astrology. So you're going to have little weird things going on. What could I say? Okay, so Saturn retrogrades on Saturday the 4th, and it's going to be retrograde until October 23rd. So Gemini, this is a do-over for ninth house topics for you guys. So these months you need to either reassess something going on legally or educationally, or with travel or relocation at a distance or distant situations or foreign interests or import-export, right, or anything in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, anything with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So it's do-over time. You need to look at time and effort in these arenas. You need to look at rules and regulations, structures that support or do not support, what's going on with long-term commitments, endings, responsibilities, ambitions, and just figure out, you know, do I need to go back to the past and do something with that? Do I need to focus on my current situation and reconfigure something there? Or do I need to take some time away from something here? So your do-over, you figure it out, but pay attention, you know, Saturday onward. In this week ahead might give you a big clue as to what this is going to be about. As far as one-on-one meetings with others, I think Wednesday the 8th is the best of the days. We come out of the void at 11:23 a.m. Eastern, so if you want to, you know, make sure you've got momentum with that, you could wait until after that, 8:23 a.m. Pacific. And for Gemini, seems like the focus is on creative endeavors, lovers, kids, or recreation, and something that's playing out around an aspiration for you or involves social themes or online interests. And so see what is going on there. For Cancer, Mercury retrograde ends as you get up on Friday the 3rd. It's in direct motion from 4 a.m. Eastern onward. So Cancer, you know, you're now ready to start moving forward with talks and meetings and news and offers and decisions that have to do with your aspirations, that have to do with breaking free from something, that has to do with your original projects or with your friends, your associates, your groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, or events. So, you know, you may hear from others, you might be the one speaking up, you might be making some choices, but you are now in forward momentum, and it goes forward through this territory until the 13th. Check the dates I gave at the top of the show for key dates, you know, with what's going on with this, and we get out of the shadow on the 18th. All right, and then on Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrograde. So for Cancer, this is in your 8th house, your powerhouse. And so there is a need to reassess something there between Saturday the 4th of June and October 23rd. So this, on the one hand, could be a financial matter, going back over, you know, the loan, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the settlements, the alimony, the child support, the partner's financial situation, the mortgage, whatever the financial interest is, going back, maybe finding a good financial professional and figuring out, you know, what the best route is for you. On the other hand, this is the arena of your sexual attractions, sexual dysfunctions, reproductive needs, hormonal situations. It can also focus on a birth, a death, or a divorce, and it can also focus on third-party situations that you are involved in and how that's balancing out for you with these other two people. Very intense, very powerful stuff. So with Saturn giving you this do-over, you guys want to look at, you know, the same questions I'm giving everybody here, which is, you know, how, what's the time that's being put into this, the effort being put into this? Do I need to look at the structures that are supporting or not supporting here? Do I need to end something or look at long-term commitments or responsibilities, rules, regulations? You know, how do I cement something? So you're going to be going back over past situations and focusing on ongoing situations and maybe taking a break or ending something in one of these areas. But it is do-over mode, so you're going to pay attention to what's shifting around these themes Saturday the 4th. And through this week ahead. As far as a one-on-one day with somebody else, Wednesday the 8th stands out as a good day. It looks like the focus is on your home or family or real estate deals or roommates and some goal you have there or what's going on with an authority figure in that mix or with your career objectives in that mix. As far as Leo goes, Mercury goes direct Friday the 3rd at 4 a.m. Eastern, so you wake up on Friday with Mercury direct, and it's in your midheaven, Leo, so you are now ready to start moving into what comes next or moving the ball forward in what you're involved in when it comes to your career, your status, your fame, your personal goals, and anything that's going on with authority figures. So you're going to be hearing from people or talking with people or making those choices now that things are starting to move forward. You'll have until the 13th in this territory, and then Mercury will move into Gemini. We'll talk more about that in next week's show. And again, remember, we're not out of the shadow of the retrograde until the 18th. So that's when brand new things will start to appear. And look at the key dates I gave at the top of the show for all this. All right, and then on Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrogrades. So, Leo, this is in your relationship zone. You're going to have Saturn retrograde from June 4th until October 23rd. And so this is a do-over for you. It's a time to go back and focus on something past or what's going on in the ongoing situation with a partner. This could be a romantic partner. This could be a business partner, or with your clients, or with a specialist, or with agents, or attorneys, or competitors, or advocates, and to reassess something there about the time, the effort, the endings, the commitments, the responsibilities, the limits, the, you know, structures that support the ambitions, anything serious and Saturn-oriented with these folks, you know, because there's something either being revised or rekindled or released or reworked in some of these significant relationships. And so that's what you're going to be working on. And you want to kind of pay attention to, you know, Saturday the 4th and then the days and this week ahead. You know, is somebody showing back up in your life? Is somebody exiting? Is there something brought to the forefront for you to kind of reevaluate? You know, so that'll give you a clue as to what you're going to be working on. And as far as a one-on-one with another person this week, Wednesday the 8th stands out, 11:23 a.m. Eastern, 8:23 a.m. Pacific is when the void ends. So if you want to do it after that, it definitely looks like there is an important one-on-one talk or meeting that has to do with travel, legal decisions, media events, education, ceremonies, religion, or politics for you guys. All right, so for Virgo, Mercury retrograde ends Friday the 3rd at 4 a.m. Eastern. So when you wake up on Friday, you have Mercury direct again. And Virgo, this means you should be ready now to start moving forward with your talks and sales and writing and offers and decisions that have to do with ninth house matters. So, you know, starting to move that ball forward with legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing or broadcasting ventures, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So if you haven't heard from somebody about any of those things, you might now. If you needed to make a choice about something, you're ready now, you know. And so this is moving forward from the 3rd through the 13th in this territory. And definitely check the key dates I gave at the top of the show. There's a standout date for that. And then we'll move into Gemini and move past the shadow. Gemini on the 13th and past the shadow on the 18th. So we'll talk more about that part next week. But definitely focus on those topics this week. And then Saturn is going to retrograde on Saturday the 4th and be retrograde until October 23rd. So for Virgo, this is a do-over with your work, your health, or your animals. Also could involve coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. And so slowing down a bit and reassessing where you are in these situations, is it time to go back to a past situation and see what's possible there? Is it time to refocus the current situation and tweak it in some way? Is it time to exit something? And so you really want to see what's happening here. Saturn's asking you to look at the time, the effort, the rules, the regulations, the structures that support, the endings, the commitments, the responsibilities, the ambitions in these areas, and figure out, you know, what stays, what goes. So again, past or ongoing situations are favored now, and it is a do-over. So look at what's possible in those areas. Pay attention, you know, to what's kind of coming into view Saturday through the rest of this week. It's probably going to be the beginning of what you're focused on here. And then as far as a key one-on-one day with somebody this week is Wednesday the 8th. The void ends at 11:23 a.m. Eastern, 8:23 a.m. Pacific. So after that, if you want the momentum of the stars with it. And Virgo, for you, it seems to either be about a financial topic, or it might be about a purchase, a product, possessions, what's going on in shared or third-party stories, or there could be a story playing out here about values, being valued, and intimacy or sexual attraction and that kind of thing. So there you have it. For Libra, Mercury ends its retrograde on Friday the 3rd at 4 a.m. Eastern. And so you guys wake up on Friday ready to start going forward now with the news, the talks, the offers, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the decisions that are financial in your life or have to do with sexual attractions or third-party stories, or if you've been waiting on some kind of decision about a birth, a death, or a divorce, those can be moving forward now as well. You'll be in this territory until the 13th, and then from the 13th to the 18th, and then you're out of the shadow in Gemini. We'll talk more about that part in next week's show. But this gives you momentum now through the 13th, so definitely look at what you can move forward there. Saturn retrogrades on Saturday the 4th and will be retrograde until October 23rd. Libra, for you, this is a do-over in your fifth house, so you're getting these months to kind of slow down and reassess something with a creative endeavor or with a lover or your love life or with what's going on with kids or what's going on recreationally for you. And so you might be going back to a past situation or person. You might be, you know, really zoned in on a current situation and really fine-tuning it over these months to get it right. You might be exiting something if you're done with it. So do-over, right? And Saturn wants you to get serious about this and look at the time and effort being put into this, the responsibilities, the structures that support, any rules or regulations, any endings or commitments, any ambitions that you might have here, and figure it out, you know, release, rekindle, revise, revamp, rework, and figure out which way you want to go with those topics. And so, as I said with all the signs, pay attention what's coming into view on Saturday the 4th and throughout this week ahead, because it might be really kind of directing you as to where you should be putting your attention. Is it about the lover, the creative project, the kids, or the recreation? All right, and as far as like a big one-on-one with somebody this week, Wednesday the 8th seems to stand out. You know, good alignments all day, but you're in a void until 11:23 a.m. Eastern, 8:23 a.m. Pacific, so you might want to wait till after that. And Libra, for you, it just is specifically about you and this other person. So whatever that is, you know. So there you have it. All right, for Scorpio, Mercury retrograde ends on Friday the 3rd. So when you wake up, it is in direct motion, and this means you guys are now ready to start moving forward with your ideas and decisions and talks and meetings and offers that are about relationships. And so this can be, you know, hearing from partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or getting into talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions, but moving that forward now. And listen to the key dates I gave at the top of the show for this. You do have this forward momentum specifically focused on relationships now until the 13th, and then Mercury will go back into Gemini and end its shadow on the 18th, and we'll talk more about that part of it in next week's show. So this week, you're focused on these one-on-ones. Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrogrades. And so Scorpio, from the 4th of June until October 23rd, you're in do-over mode, slowing down, and really kind of now it's time to get in there and focus on the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate. So, you know, is there something past coming back around? Is there something currently that you're involved in that you're going to take these months to really fine-tune? Or are you ready to exit something? Are you moving out of your current home or something like that? Or something exiting, you know, maybe with a roommate or something, right? So do-over, you want to get serious about this during this time. You want to look at the structures that support. You want to put the time, the effort. You want to look at rules and regulations. You want to look at responsibilities. You want to look at ambitions here and just, you know, what are you revising, rekindling, releasing, or reworking? So this is solid by the time you come out of this on October 23rd. As far as a one-on-one with another this week, Wednesday the 8th seems to stand out. The alignments are good all day, although we're in a void moon until 8:23 a.m. Pacific, 11:23 a.m. Eastern. So if you want to wait till after the void, but this is a good day for one-on-ones for Scorpio. It looks like this is about work or health or animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help, and what's going on behind the scenes. There might be institutions or research involved, or this could be something artistic, romantic, or spiritual involved in that story. But yeah, that's the day. All right, for Sagittarius, excuse me. Mercury retrograde is ending at 4 a.m. Eastern on Friday the 3rd, so you wake up on Friday with Mercury direct. And Sag, this means you're now ready to start hearing the news or offers or getting into those talks or meetings or sales or decisions that have to do with your work, your health, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help, or your animals. And so, you know, things are going to start moving. You have from the 3rd until the 13th in this sign. And so, you know, make the most of that forward momentum. We see Mercury move back into Gemini on the 13th and then pass the shadow of the retrograde on the 18th. So I'll talk more about that in next week's show. But for this week, focus on jobs and you know, work projects and hired help and health and animals and coworkers and paperwork. Now, Saturn retrogrades on Saturday the 4th and will be retrograde until October 23rd. So for Sagittarius, this is a do-over for you with brothers, sisters, or neighbors, with vehicles, electronics, with moves, short trips, or local community activities, as well as with your writing, your sales, your talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, offers, and decisions. So Saturn wants you to get serious here in these months ahead and kind of slow down and look at, okay, where have I been putting in the time and the effort? What's going on with the rules and regulations? What's going on with the endings or commitments, with responsibilities or ambitions here? What do I need to kind of cement? What do I need to exit from? What do I need to rework? So you'll be going back to the past or focused on your current situation in those arenas and really putting in, you know, the effort to fine-tune this or say goodbye, right, before October 23rd. As far as a key one-on-one day with somebody else, Wednesday the 8th seems to stand out. We're in a we're in a void moon until 8:23 a.m. Pacific, 11:23 a.m. Eastern, so you may want to wait that out. But the aspects are good all day long with your one-on-ones here. And Sag, this is social or online or aspirational for you and involves creative or recreational pursuits, love or love lovers or kids in the story for you. So there you have it. For Capricorn, Mercury is finally going direct Friday the 3rd. So when you wake up on Friday, you're in forward motion with Mercury. So now the rethink that you've had, you're now ready to start hearing the news or offers or getting into those talks or meetings or sales or writing or decisions when it to your creative endeavors, your recreational pursuits, what's happening with your love life or lover or children. And so expect to have some information coming in. Definitely listen to the key dates I gave at the top of the show. You are in this territory from the 3rd now in forward motion until the 13th, and then Mercury will move into Gemini and pass the shadow by the 18th, and we'll talk more about that part of it in next week's show. So this week, really what you can move forward now on creatively, recreationally with kids or lovers. Saturn retrogrades on Saturday the 4th and will be retrograde until October 23rd. Capricorn, this is like take a deep breath moment. This is your ruler, and you've been so concentrated, so you know, focused on the responsibilities, the time, the effort, you know, what you've been trying to accomplish for months. And this retrograde, on the one hand, is going to allow you to have a bit of a breather with that. And so, you know, you can recoup a bit. The focus here for Capricorn is on your possessions, your purchases, your products, and your income. And so you're going to now be in do-over mode. You can kind of look at where you are in your ongoing situation and tweak that over these months ahead, or you can look at past situations and going back to them to see, you know, do you want to rekindle or release something there? And really thinking about the Saturn impact here, you know, how serious am I about these things? Are they structured well? Do I need to put in more time or effort? Have I put in too much? Are there rules or regulations I need to deal with? Is there something about, you know, my responsibilities or commitments or ambitions here or something ending that I'm done with here? So Saturn's giving you a do-over there, and it should be a bit of a breather for our Capricorns. As far as key one-on-one day being Wednesday the 8th in this week ahead, we're in a void until 8:23 a.m. Pacific, 11:23 a.m. Eastern. So if you want to weigh the, you know, the impact of void, you can wait until after that to get together or connect with somebody. Capricorn, for you, it looks to be about goals, career, or an authority figure in the mix, and something having to do with your home, your real estate deals, roommates, family, that kind of thing. So again, good day, Wednesday the 8th, to connect. All right, for Aquarius, Mercury retrograde ends Friday the 3rd, so 4 a.m. Eastern, right? So when you wake up on Friday, Mercury's direct, yay. And so everything you've been kind of reassessing about your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates, you're now ready to start moving forward on that and having those talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions, moving that ball forward now. And that is going to be in play up through the 13th, at which point Mercury will move into Gemini and then move past the shadow on the 18th. I'll talk about that part in next week's show. I did give key dates for both of these areas for you at the top of the show. Make sure you note those. And that's your focus. On Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrogrades and will be retrograde until October 23rd, and Saturn's in your sign, Aquarius. So again, the Aquarians might also be getting a bit of a breather. There's been a lot of loaded responsibilities or, you know, constrictions on you of late. And, you know, Saturn retrograde can kind of ease up on some of that, but it does want you to go back and reassess something. And so you might be focused on something past, or you might be focused on a current situation, nothing new, right? Past or current, when it comes to your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your involvement in something, or what's going on with your personal needs, Aquarius. So you're looking at, you know, rules, regulations, time, effort, endings, commitments, responsibilities, ambitions, you know, and what you can tweak, what you can let go of, or what you can rework, you know, for yourself, about yourself, so that when you are ready to move forward again with Saturn here on October 23rd, you're ready, right? So take a break for a minute and figure out what this is. Pay attention to this week. It'll give you some clues starting on Saturday. As far as your one-on-one with somebody on Wednesday the 8th, this seems to have to do with, you know, communications with another person, having to do with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, travel plans, educational pursuits, legal agreements, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So there might be some agreements to focus on, or some talks or meetings or sales or decisions here for you. You know, if you want to wait until after the void, wait till after 8:23 a.m. Pacific, 11:23 a.m. Eastern. All right, for Pisces, Mercury is done with its retrograde. As you wake up on Friday the 3rd, it's gone direct at 4 a.m. Eastern. And so you are now ready to start moving forward in a lot of areas here, Pisces. It can be now time to really start to get into forward-moving talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, or decisions. Or in the more physical realm, it might be about what can now start moving forward with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local community activities. So, you know, pay attention to what's kind of opening up for you on Friday. You're going to have this forward momentum in those arenas from the 3rd through the 13th, at which point Mercury goes back into Gemini and then passes the shadow on the 18th, and we're going to talk about that part in next week's show. On Saturday the 4th, Saturn retrogrades and will be retrograde until October 23rd. So Pisces, this is a do-over for you guys, slowing down and now kind of refacing, you know, either what needs to be done in your current situation or what you might want to go back to in the past. And so the focus for Pisces is 12th house. So you guys, this can be about something artistic, your painting, your music, your film, your dance, your sculpture, your whatever is muse-driven for you, theater, you know, whatever, right? Or this can be romantic for you, you know, time to reassess, you know, are you going to rekindle something with a past romantic interest? Or are you going back to a past romantic location? Are you going to focus on your current romance and either rework it or exit it? You know, so do over, right? So it also can be about spiritual interest. So reassessing, you know, your prayer, your meditation, your yoga, whatever your spiritual connection is or practice is. It can also be about dealing with bad habits or addictions or secrets or deceptions and going back to the past or focusing on that current situation and reassessing something there. It can also be about institutions. Do you need to go back to a hospital, a spa, a retreat, or some other kind of institution and reassess something? It could also be about research or investigations, digging into that information, and so kind of going back over things there. And so this is your do-over. You're releasing, you're rekindling, you're revising, you're reworking. The past and the current are figuring into this, and it's all about Saturn, you know, the time and effort here, the rules and regulations here, the structures that support here, the endings or commitments here, the responsibilities or ambitions here. So pay attention to what's kind of coming into view Saturday onward this week, because it'll be showing you what the first steps are going to be about. As far as a one-on-one with somebody under some good alignments this week, Wednesday the 8th seems to stand out. We'll be in a void until 8:23 a.m. Pacific, 11:23 a.m. Eastern, so you may want to wait until after that, but either way, we're in good alignments that day. Pisces, this seems to be financial for you, or it's about values and intimacy and sexual chemistry, or it's about third-party stories and purchases, possessions, products. So pick one, pick them all, and connect. All right, guys, it's Zoe Moon. You can find me at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'm also now posting the daily at blogspot.com/Zoe Moon Astrology, and you can read the daily every day there if you don't want to go onto Facebook. And that's it. I will be back next week at 8 p.m., God willing, same day. And I hope it's a great week for everybody. Have a good one. Bye-bye.